Hello guys, and welcome to another exciting edition of Together Forever. I'm Dumisani Mfune, and with me in studio is
Mandla Lupondwana.
Guys, the past couple of weeks we're looking at respect and how little fights come about because of how we understand respect. And that was great. If you missed it, you know, write into us, we'll let you know how you can listen to those programs. Now, Mandla, what have you prepared for us?
Today, I'd like us to get into family finance. I'd like us to talk about money. And the issue is not always the rands and the cents. It's how they are spent. And sometimes, very rarely, how they are earned. But generally, the biggest problems we have in our marriages relates to money and how it is spent. Before we get into how it is spent, let's deal with ownership. When you are married in community of property. Now, let me explain the difference. You could be married in community of property. You could be married out of community of property. Or you could have a prenuptial or an antenuptial agreement. What does this mean? In community of property, everything that's mine is yours. Everything that's yours is mine. And that's sorted out. So this is our money. Your out of community of property would range around something that says what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine, and then it could have different caveats to say what we've earned together. This is what happens with it. An antenuptial contract or a prenuptial contract would be a situation where we say, before I got in, this is what I have; it'll remain mine. This is what you had, will remain yours. After we get married, this is how we can split whatever we accumulate. So if we end up with 100,000, you will get 20,000, I'll get 80,000 or stuff like that. So you spell out how you're going to sort out your money. But a great majority of couples just marry in community of property. I know that in South Africa, by default, if you simply go and get married, you are naturally married in community of property. If you take a customary route where you have your customary marriage, you don't go the civil route and, you know, the Western type of marriage, you are automatically married out of community of property. But a great majority of people have decided to go and sign up and get married. They have a civil marriage, and because of that, they are married in community of property. Now, that is something we don't usually pay attention to as couples, but its impact is in how we manage our salaries. Because if you're married in community of property, it essentially means whatever is yours is mine. Whatever is mine is yours. Mm-hmm. Whatever you earn is mine. Whatever I earn is yours. Mm-hmm. So this is our money.
That sounds like what a marriage should be.
It's not always working out that way.
Okay.
We'll look into the implications of it. Many people will say, theoretically, it's our money. That's what they'll say. It's our money. It's our marriage. But you'll find that it's not. How do you find that it's not? You will find that I earn my salary. It goes into my account. And with my salary that goes into my account, my wife earns her salary and it goes into her account. Sometimes we will allocate responsibilities. We will say, you pay for this and I pay for this. And whatever is left and it's my money and it's her money. Now, how you know that this is not our money is that when she runs out of money from her account, she has to come and ask me for money. And I will give her money from whose money?
Okay. My money, I guess.
But how is it your money now? If in principle, what is yours is mine, what is mine is yours.
So hers
hers
cannot run out while yours is still...
Exactly. You cannot have a situation where my wife runs out of money and I still have money. Unless it's pocket money, you know, that you can allocate yourselves during when you're doing your budget. But you cannot have a situation where the wife will say, I have no money because I earn less. If what is yours is mine and what is mine is yours, then the issue of who earns how much cannot determine who has money.
Yeah, it becomes immaterial.
The marriage has money.
Mm-hmm.
The marriage has money. So you cannot have, you won't have a situation where because she earns far less than you earn, she's left with 300 rand to squeeze whatever she wants, and you're left with 4,000 rand to do whatever you want to do with your friends. So as much as theoretically we will always say, yes, what is mine is yours and what is yours is mine. In practice, I have discovered that many couples don't practice that. In practice, what I earn is mine. What you earn is yours. And you'll find that sometimes wives don't know how much money the husband earns, the husband makes. And the husband does not know how much money the wife makes. They don't share their payslips. The husband has his bank card and the wife does not know the PIN and has no access to his money. And he has no access to her money. So they are each living separate financial lives. It's just that they both contribute towards the functioning of the home. You pay for A, B, C, D. I pay for E, F, G, H. But that is not a setup of what is yours is mine and what is mine is yours. So first thing we need to sort out is ownership.
In that setting, is it possible for a couple to exist and function normally in that setting?
Yes, many couples do. Many couples do. They will exist in that. But the problem that will arise is that you will, depending on how your salaries increase, you can have significantly different lifestyles. Okay. Whoever has more money may have a significantly more comfortable and enjoyable lifestyle, private lifestyle. By private lifestyle, I mean your clothes, your entertainment with your friends, what you are able to do for your family, your relatives, your parents.
Like the lunch you have at work.
Okay. Stuff like that. Sometimes you pay for your car, I pay for my car, and even the type of cars that we have. We'll speak to those things. So you'll find that, yes, we can do our separate things. We can do our separate things, but it will have those. That's the first problem, that you may have different qualities of life. And the second thing that will come and hit the couple very hard is in the event the roles are kind of reversed and your wife earns more money than you. And that's where you get to realize that if the money is yours and not our money, then when she starts earning more and starts paying for the house and starts paying for the car, when she says, my house, you'll take it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's paying it from whose money?
Her money.
Her money, not okay. Your money as a unit, but from her money. She will talk about her car. Not your car as a unit, but her car. And you will know that it's her car. That is not usually a problem for men when they earn more. So they usually live their lives and they tell their wives to do, you know, to pay for their own things. And sometimes we enjoy living the life where it's my money, it's your money, because we are on the we are benefiting from the whole setup. But if as a couple you are going to progress, it is important that it becomes your money as a unit. Your in this case will be the plural. We've also discovered that couples who don't pool their money together, who pay things separately, don't advance to the potential of their income. Because you'll find that the woman makes her 7,000 and the man makes his 15,000. Their combined income is 22,000 rand a month. That is their combined income. But the challenge is this: because they're living separate lives, if their expenses total 14,000, that is what they do. They live a life of a couple that earns 14,000, because the wife pays what she needs to pay, the husband pays what he needs to pay, and the rest of the money is kind of used secretly or privately, or people, you know, you use whatever's left from your salary, she uses whatever's left from her salary.
It falls through the cracks.
It falls through the cracks, okay. And you are unable to use it as a couple to develop. If you've already started out living in this particular area, paying for this house, even when you get your increments at work, most of the time you don't even tell your spouse you've got an increment. You just continue paying your bills, and she continues paying her bills. And so your income increases. You are in a position to either buy a second property for investment and rent it out. You are in a position to buy shares, to get into other forms of investments, but you can't. You're in a position to move to a different area. But you don't. Why? Because Since you are spending, you are paying for your things separately, you are living not as a 22,000 rand couple, but as a 14,000 rand couple. And mm-hmm. you are stuck there. And yes, you may have a very extravagant life, you know, a very easy life, a very comfortable life, but you don't usually live to your potential because it's your money, it's her money, mm-hmm. and you are just paying for what you've kind of started out with.
Oh, so it seems that would be detrimental to your financial growth.
As a couple, yes.
A couple.
And so you find that sometimes there's a couple, you observe a couple, you look at the situation, you think, huh, but these guys, they could afford to do infinitely more than what they are doing currently. And then you see another couple where the husband and the wife, and similarly to this other one, but they live in a different area. Or they've got other assets that these guys don't have. And you wonder, but how can they afford it? You say, hey, you never know what people do behind closed doors. Sometimes it's not because of some inheritance. Sometimes it has nothing to do with something underhanded or criminal. It's simply a question of one couple is able to pool its resources and operate with combined resources, and the other couple doesn't. You pay for these things, I pay for these things, it's your money, it's my money. So let's start by saying, if you want to make the get the best out of what you are earning, sort out the ownership. It's not your money as a man, it's not your money as a woman, it's the marriage's money. Your money as a unit. You will go much further with that kind of thinking.
Wow, amazing. Well, guys, you heard it. You know what they say, there's strength in numbers. And imagine you living your full financial potential. Continue listening, guys, and in future we'll give you more tips that will help you to grow as a couple. Thank you.